Today on Gardening in a Minute, Master Gardener Plant Clinics. Ever have a favorite plant suddenly start looking sick? Or maybe you've discovered a new plant and you want to know what it is. You may not realize it, but expert help may be right around the corner. Many county extension offices offer plant clinics staffed by Master Gardener volunteers trained to identify plants and many of the pests and diseases that affect them. Some plant clinics take place at the county extension offices, while others happen at local garden centers, garden festivals, or other community events. To find out if your county extension office hosts plant clinics, look up the phone number at solutionsforyourlife.com or in the county blue pages of your phone book under extension. Help for your plants could be just a phone call and a visit away. For more information about plant clinics and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Blackberry Lily. Blackberry Lily is a tough summer-flowering perennial that's a member of the iris family. Gardeners enjoy that it blooms all summer long with yellow or orange flowers that later mature into blackberry-like seed pods. It also has silvery-green leaves that contrast nicely with other bedding plants. Blackberry lilies grow to 2 to 3 feet tall, though the flower stalks can reach 4 feet. These versatile plants can be planted in sunny or partly shady areas and are drought-tolerant once they're established. In North Florida, they're likely to die back in the winter, but then reemerge in spring. Every 3 to 4 years, you can lift and divide them, allowing you to share these wonderful plants with your friends. For more information about blackberry lilies and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, fireflies. Fireflies, or lightning bugs, are a familiar sight to many of us, although perhaps less so to city dwellers. Fireflies are beetles that use their luminescent abdomens to attract mates, and each species has a different pattern of flashes. These flashing wonders come out at dusk or nightfall in woods or wetlands during the summer. Their chemical light is fascinating because it emits almost no heat, unlike light produced by electricity. Some scientists think fireflies can be deterred by brightly lit urban areas and that their populations may be decreasing because of mosquito spraying. To provide habitat for fireflies in your landscape, reduce or eliminate artificial lighting and keep pesticides to a minimum. If you're lucky, these insects will light up your summer nights. For more information about fireflies and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, grafting and budding plants. Grafting is a way that gardeners can join parts from two different plants to create a new and improved plant. It allows you to combine desirable traits into a single plant, like the sweetness of a particular orange with the hardy rootstock of another. You can also use grafting as a way to make additional copies of your favorite flowering shrubs, like roses and camellias. The first step is to create a precise wound in one young plant and insert a small branch from another. Then you wrap up the wound, wait a season, and the result is a new plant. The term budding refers to a special type of grafting that uses a single bud. Grafting is easy to learn and do. All you need is a sharp knife, healthy plant material, and the right know-how. For more information about grafting and budding plants and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, using reclaimed water. Using reclaimed water to irrigate our landscapes is one way that we can help conserve Florida's groundwater resources. Reclaimed water is a type of wastewater that is specially treated and then used to irrigate residential areas, golf courses, parks, and public schoolyards. It provides plants with nutrients like nitrogen and phosphorus that they need to grow, though some plants may be sensitive to its salt concentrations. If your community has access to reclaimed water, you may be able to use it to irrigate your lawn and landscape plants. Just remember that reclaimed water isn't safe for drinking. By reusing water we already have, we can help preserve our groundwater supplies for future generations. For more information about irrigation, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.